Parents, teachers, and students packed the seats of a legislative hearing earlier today to voice their opinions about two bills that would drastically change or even repeal Maine's move toward proficiency-based diplomas. Robbie Feinberg has more.
6 years ago, legislators passed a law saying that for students to receive a diploma in Maine, they must reach proficiency in up to 8 content areas, from English and math to health and art. This year's freshmen are expected to be the first to graduate with the diplomas. However, over the past few months, lawmakers have heard from educators and officials concerned about the system, including that the diplomas could create a new higher bar, making it more difficult for students, including those with disabilities, to graduate. At Monday's hearing, stakeholders weighed in on two bills. One from the Department of Education would only require students now meet state standards in math and English to graduate. Another proposal would repeal the proficiency-based diploma law completely. Many students and teachers defended the proficiency-based model, among them Reese Pinkham, a middle school student who goes to school in Prospect Harbor.
I credit proficiency-based education for really pushing me, letting me see what is next, asking me if I'm ready to move ahead and try.
But others told the Education Committee that the state does need to change its diploma system. Andrew McKendry is a teacher at Forest Hills Consolidated School in Jackman, one of a few in the state that is set to graduate seniors with proficiency-based diplomas this year. McKendry says that while he supports many elements of proficiency-based education, he says that requiring students to be proficient in 8 subject areas is too onerous.
It's too many. Pare that down some.
McKendry shared the story of his daughter, who will graduate this year. He says that under his school's proficiency-based grading system, his daughter may have ended up with a lower GPA, possibly affecting her chances at being accepted to some colleges.
Could that have made a little bit of difference, because that picture may not be absolutely as good as it can be because of this system? I don't know. And unfortunately, my daughter will never know either.
And researchers at the University of Southern Maine told the committee that changing the diploma standards would still allow local schools to continue implementing proficiency-based strategies in the classroom and would only affect the diploma. Lawmakers are scheduled to work on a path forward for the diplomas later this week, but they'll need to work quickly to get a proposal to the House and Senate by April 18th. That's the day that the legislature is scheduled to adjourn. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.